They emerge in the darkness. They feast on the blood of their sleeping prey. But when the sun rises again, they're gone. Yes, there's a word for these creatures of the night.
Say it out loud.
Vampire.
At least that's what was reported last week in San Antonio.
Might say he's the real-life Batman, attacked by vampire bats at a deer lease in Johnson City.
And what reporter can resist a good vampire bat story? I know I can't. So smelling blood, I started making some phone calls. The guy who said he was bitten never got back to me. But I did hear from Ron Vandenbush. He's a professor of zoology at Oklahoma State University.
First reaction is they're not vampire bats. It's a hoax.
He says, contrary to the claim of that news report, vampire bats are not a somewhat regular occurrence in Texas. In fact, the species that reportedly attacked the camper has never been spotted in the U.S. So, science one, spooky bat story zero. Undaunted, I called another bat expert, Texas State University's Professor Ivan Castro Arellano.
Right now in Texas, the animals are not present. I mean, we're absolutely certain about that.
I was beginning to get the picture. There are no vampire bats in Texas, and no vampire bats means no vampire bat story. But wait, there was one more thing.
If they advance into Texas, it's going to be a very small and gradual process. And also, I think it's going to be extremely likely they will cover all Texas.
So there's a chance I could report on vampire bats in Texas in the future? Castro Arellano says yes. And it has to do with something that some call more terrifying than tales of the undead.
This is essentially an issue about climate change, because these animals are very restricted by low temperatures. They cannot survive in below 10 degrees centigrade.
Assuming climate change continues, Castro Arellano says one scientific model shows they could move their range into Texas. But since this is science and not fairy tales, there's still a lot of debate over that.
That previous study looked at a flat temperature increase, but our study looks at differences in temperature from month to month. It includes amounts of precipitation and how that differs from month to month.
Dana Lee is a graduate student at Oklahoma State who worked with Ron Vandenbush on a competing study. It shows the bats may never cross into the U.S., even with climate change. While the two groups of researchers don't see eye to eye on the likelihood of a bat invasion, they agree that if bats do creep north, they'll do so incrementally.
One year you will see one incidence in Brownsville or in McAllen. Then the next year or 5 years down the road, you'll see another one in Victoria, Texas, or even something just like even more closer to the south. So they will be a slow advance.
Not much of a horror story there, but let me take one final stab at it. Contrary to the story about the man being bitten, vampire bats almost always feed on cattle. That's something that could be a real nightmare for Texas ranchers. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.